Here is. I think it's recording. I hope so. I never know with this. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Robin. We are here at Robin's Nest Boutique in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, with the business owner, Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Let me ask you, would you mind telling me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I don't know where to begin. I was born in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
When I married, we lived there for a while, and then we moved to Hagerstown, Maryland for a few years. And then we moved here to Pennsylvania, to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Fell in love with this little town.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to stay here. When we lived in upstate New York, we had a daughter, and she is now 24 and out of college. And then when we moved here to Pennsylvania, we had another little daughter, and she is now 14 and in high school. Let's see, my husband passed away in 2004. Of lung cancer. This is a dream that I have had, this business.
Mm.
I've always wanted to be in retail, or I've always been in retail. Mm-hmm. That is my background.
Oh, I see. How did you start? What were you doing in the beginning?
I started as a sales clerk when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
I worked various jobs, mm-hmm. mostly some sort of sales related.
Right.
My main job while I was in high school was at the mall in dress shops.
Mm, okay.
Then I went on to college. I went to a community college, and for business administration, and really wasn't very happy there, but trying to plug through and still continue working.
Mm-hmm.
And then my manager came to me one time. I had moved up into management position.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they wanted me to move far into, mm-hmm. management a little bit farther, and it would mean full time. And
oh, okay.
I was, you know, I wouldn't be able to continue school.
Uh-huh.
And I was unhappy there anyway. And I, you know, I kind of wished I still had, so I would have had that degree that would have been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I chose to go to work.
Okay.
To go full time and work. I felt I would
see.
Get more experience and knowledge there than
okay.
I was getting
right.
at the college that I was attending.
And how did you decide to start your business? What happened? What, you know, triggered
the
desire?
Well, changes in my life. My husband, you know, had passed away,
mm-hmm.
and this is something I always wanted to do. And one morning I just woke up and realized, you know, what next? Where do I go from here?
Right.
And this was a few years later after he had died, and I wanted to set an example for my daughters,
mm-hmm.
of hard, you know, working and making life for yourself and as females, and that was all part of the mix here that I was thinking of. And I thought, well, what can I do? What do I want to do? I really wasn't trained in anything. Should I go back to school and finish and get a degree in something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Da 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 da, all these things.
Right.
And I thought, I always wanted to do this. This was my dream, and my husband and I had talked about it many times, and he was very supportive of it, and I
okay.
thought, you know, why don't I give it a try? And in the newspaper here,
mm-hmm.
locally, this building, this shop right here, used to be called The Wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
And it was here for many, many years. And it was going out of business, and I saw the
okay.
sign in the paper.
So you saw the opportunity and
yes,
and
thought,
this is my
yeah, and
my
I,
chance.
Yeah, I thought, should I do this? Can I do this? And all those questions. Am I qualified? Will I be able to do this? And long story short, I just thought, well, I'll go in and talk. And if they say no, you know, if things start to go the wrong
mm-hmm.
way, then I know that's not it. But every okay. door that I went through opened.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it just felt right. It
you
felt
have
good.
Friends around or family support?
Well, pretty much on my own. But yeah, friends,
oh.
you know, it was, oh, great, Robin, go
mm-hmm.
for it, do that, you know, that kind of thing. And my family did support me that way.
And did you go to the bank and get a loan or?
I didn't. I didn't have to do that in the beginning. So I just tried to go through with my own resources at that time, and in learning as I go, preparing to do that if I needed to. So.
Well, you're a very brave woman.
I don't know. No, but anyway, that's how it all got started.
And what kind of challenges did you face at that moment? Besides the, you know, do I have to do it? This is not my moment. Any other kind of challenges, obstacles that you...
My background sort of prepared me for the detailed work. I felt pretty confident that I could set up shop and run it. I don't know the laws too well. I'm not good with, you know, IRS things and and what the law, the legal things are.
Oh,
so
I
relied on my attorney and my accountant. To help me out with that, and they were they've been wonderful. They've been very helpful, and I relied on them, and that has really been helpful. But that was scary for me because that was an unknown that I never had to deal with before.
Right.
All the places I work, you know, I just worked for them. They all did that. I didn't know that part. Buying was a new experience for me. A shop that I worked for in Hagerstown. I started to get into that a little bit with the owner, and she took me on a trip to New York one time, and she had me buying the jewelry and accessories at the store, and then we left and came up here to Lewisburg, so I didn't get to further that. So that was a new thing for me also, and I'm still kind of struggling with that as to get it right. It's never, you know, it's never a... starting to believe that there you never really get it right. It's always your season. There's going to be you're going to still make
there's
mistakes.
Always something new.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly, because changes and trends change. You know, or styles and trends change from season to season. They all come back around again, but you know everything changes and your customers change and for what they want and what they want what you thought they wanted last season or last year. You know, it's all changing. So I'm finding it's no matter how many years you're in this business, I think that's a thing that you're going to have to you know, just struggle through and expect some mistakes along the way.
Right. And what do you do when problems arise? Do you go to your lawyer and your accountant, your daughters? What do you do?
Or all of that. I go to my accountant and my lawyer, and it helps talking with other people in the business that you know of. I pray a lot, a lot. You know, I have a strong faith, so I do rely on God a lot of, you know, I take things to Him, and sometimes, you know, I don't get answers right away. But sometimes I do. I get something right away, and I think, oh, thank you, God. That's what I was looking for. And I, like I said, I rely on other professionals. Locally here, SBDC, they're Bucknell, Small Business Organization with Bucknell, they've been very helpful. I have turned to them, too, and they're wonderful. I would highly recommend them to anyone in a business. So that's been great.
And so far, how things are going? How's your business doing?
With the economy, we are struggling a little. But I'm hopeful. You have, again, I think that changing with the times, people are scared right now. You know, with the economy. And we, a couple years ago when it first hit, you know, we went through this, and then it got a little bit better, and then 2 months ago it hit again really hard, and so we're kind of back in that But for the most part, I'm hopeful, and I'm trying to, you know, get through this. Customers are very, very positive and what's the word? Encouraging, you know, stay in there, hang in there, and I need to hear that, and I'm glad to when they say that. And let me see, that's all I guess. Yeah, there was another point I was going to make, and I can't remember now. So
that
left my brain.
That's fine.
Sorry.
Changing a little bit or transitioning to another place. How could you describe a typical day for you at work?
A typical day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What happens here?
I come in the morning.
Right.
I usually get here a couple hours before business opens, and that allows me time to do paperwork and things that I don't have time to do during the day.
Right.
In this kind of a business, from one minute to the next, you never know. You can't plan it because
mm-hmm.
you have customers that come in and out, and you don't know that. I mean, you don't know who and when and what their needs are.
Right.
So it's all spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have paperwork that I think I need to be doing that day, I never get it done.
Okay.
Because you get the interruptions. But you expect that. So
mm-hmm.
My schedule allows me time to come in a couple hours in the morning, and that really helps me to get ahead a little bit on that. We open at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you do your typical opening. Checking things to make sure things look presentable and ready for the day
right.
in the store. And then when the customers come in, we do everything we can to serve them, you know, properly
mm-hmm.
and joyfully and hoping that we can help them out.
Great.
I hope that I have what they're looking for, and if we don't, we try to special order for them.
Okay.
And in between customers, when they're not here, that's when I can continue to work on
mm-hmm.
paperwork or do displays or clean or whatever the needs are at the time.
Okay.
So, and then at the end of the day, when it's all done, you know, we close,
mm-hmm.
we check out the drawer
right.
kind of thing, tally up the sales and post everything, post your figures, and then you
mm-hmm.
go out
okay.
the door.
And have you ever had any problems with customers?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I was in my other past jobs in history all through the years, I worked mostly in the malls.
Okay.
And yes, there were all kinds of trouble in the malls. But here I really haven't had that many, you know, hardly anything.
Okay.
Most of the customers, I have to say, I've made really wonderful friends with
mm-hmm.
my customers, and they're very, very nice people and very supportive and just good.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see you're doing fine.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. What advice would you give to someone who is considering entering this field, in this kind of business? If your daughter says, you know what, Mom, I'm going to open my own store in another city, in another country, what advice would you give her?
Wow. Two that come to my mind right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's other things I could
right.
think of. But two, one is I think I would tell them to be sure, really search your heart and your soul
mm-hmm.
that this is for you because it's very demanding.
Oh, okay.
It's not a 9-to-5. When you're dealing with with the public,
uh-huh.
it's never 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 or whatever.
Right.
It's not regular hours. There's always hours you have to stay later. You come in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with things that you didn't think you could. Sometimes you don't think you should have to deal with. But
okay.
in this business, you do have to deal with it.
Okay.
And customer is king. Keep that in mind. Customer is always king. And so really search your heart and your soul and see if this is really, if you're really cut out for this kind of thing.
Okay.
And sometimes the rewards are very little.
Mm-hmm.
And then some days you'll have such wonderful days that it makes it all worthwhile.
Okay.
And it's going to require a lot of hard work, extra time. I don't think people really realize the kind of work that that retail is. There's a lot of behind the scenes and headaches and things that go with it that you just carry. And if you're geared up for it, it's
yeah.
not a problem.
I can see it comes from your heart because we read it in books and they said, okay, you have to think if you really want to go in that field or in business. But hearing from you, I can see the passion
uh-huh.
in you and that you're honest and it comes from your heart. And you're saying, honestly, yeah, if you're not ready for this, don't do it.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Yes, that's the thing. And then the other thing that I think I would say is, and where I made a mistake
mm-hmm.
in, is you have to have a business plan.
Okay.
And when you, like SBDC,
mm-hmm.
they stress that.
Okay.
In all of any classes that you'll take, I think they'll tell you about having a business
mm-hmm.
plan. I didn't take the time to do that.
Okay.
And I think I struggle with that today
mm-hmm.
and probably always will until I take the time to sit down and make that plan.
I see.
And I because I didn't make it,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know, but I would suspect that that plan is going to be changing it as time goes on. I don't
right.
think it's you make it one time.
Mm-hmm.
In some businesses, maybe.
Yeah.
But in this one, I don't think you would make it once and be done with it. I think it's going to be altered throughout the
mm-hmm.
years.
You have to modify it a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Along the way.
But there are things that come up that I'm not prepared for. And
mm-kay.
If I had that business plan, I would have thought that out and had that, you know, okay, if this should happen, here's what we're going to do about it.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, this just happened. What
right.
am I going to do?
I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That's
no, I was going to ask you. And the future, what plans do you have for the future? Do you want to grow your store? Do you want to open another store in some other place?
Opening another store would be absolutely wonderful. I can't deny that I have not thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have thought of that at times. But right now I feel that that's so far out there that, particularly with the economy the way it is, I really need to get this one healthy first. But that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing for me. Right now, I would like to... there's some ideas I have for this business, and one is, first of all, getting on a computer. I do everything by hand.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
that's my own problem, my
mm-hmm.
own fault, because I'm not really good on the computer.
Okay.
I've taken a few courses and
mm-hmm.
I can do basic things, but I'm not real good. I don't trust the system.
I see.
And that's a big issue for me. Anyway, that's a lot of people are really computer whizzes
mm-hmm.
and their businesses are on
right.
it and they can just click, 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 boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
and everything is done. And I just not there yet. And I need to get there. I need to take some classes,
sharpen
whatever,
your skills.
And get exactly sharpen yep. my skills and get my inventory on the computer and get my books on the computer.
Okay.
That would make life a lot easier for me when I need to have figures readily available
mm-hmm.
to me. I can just click, click, and there it is. And right now, I have to physically add
okay.
everything up and try to figure it out. So that's one direction I would like to go. I would like to get us on computer for our inventory purposes. And with that, I can track different lines or different styles
mm-hmm.
a lot more closely than I do right now. I mean, I've got an idea. I know what's out there on the
right.
floor, and I know what's selling and what isn't and that kind of thing. But on paper, I can see more of a dollar figure and how I'm doing in
and
this.
You can see trends.
Yeah.
And
exactly,
okay.
trends. So that's one way I'd like to go. I'd like to be able, being on computer, I could service my customer more by
mm-hmm.
doing, I don't know, just specialty things like acknowledging their birthdays.
Okay.
You know, with a little email out there or something, or sending them a card or whatever it is. Being able to log, to keep track of birthdays,
mm-hmm.
Anniversaries, getting in touch with the husband or something. And,
oh, I
you
see.
Know, there's things like that that are in my brain that I want to be able to implement
mm-hmm.
and do. I'd like to do them now, but it's too hard because we have a customer file, but it takes forever to go through and find out whose
right.
birthday it is. And, you know, ahead of time enough to send them a card and that kind of thing. So if it were on computer, that would be
mm-hmm.
much easier to do, and I think it would be a nice
see.
Touch. Oh boy, let's see. There's some other things, and I can't think right now. Oh, I'd love to have a website at some time and maybe
okay.
take this in a direction where we can sell online
mm-hmm. okay.
And meet the customers' needs that are, you know, want to buy.
Oh, okay.
I know that's a way of going, you know, that's how people shop
mm-hmm.
now. I have talked with Bucknell students when
okay.
they come in, and because I have been trying to reach them as a customer base,
mm-hmm.
But they pretty much have said that they usually, they're online shoppers.
Mm, okay.
And that's the generation now. They
are online
shoppers. My generation, we are not. And I've talked to many of my customers, and we still love to touch and feel
the
and
old
try
style,
on
you say.
And
yeah.
talk about it and everything.
Yeah, the upfront approach.
Exactly. And but the new generation's coming up. They're really online shoppers.
Right.
And so, you know, I think if I'm going to survive, I'm going to have to change with that, like it or not.
Or at least have it on our side. As
yeah,
as we
exactly.
say.
So
oh,
that's
great.
An area I'd like to go. But again, that's a computer thing. And
I see.
So it's all about the computer, I
right.
guess.
And my last question. Any regrets about have done this?
None.
Okay.
None at all. If it were to, I tell myself this, I say this to God every day because I know that He brought me here. And if it were all, if I had to close my doors today, I'm very thankful for this opportunity and for the time that I've had here.
All right. Well, Robin, it was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for your time. And I'll let you know when this interview is available so you can go back and listen to it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.